question for Sam.
Sam, why did you skip those 2 weeks?
You know, it was one of those things. I think when I first found out about the trade, I was frustrated. You know, I just felt like I needed some time. You know, I could have stayed here, could have continued to work here, but, you know, I'm not sure my head really would have been here those 2 weeks.
What did the Eagles, when you agreed to resign, what did they tell you about the prospect of you staying here for the long term? Did that come up? Did they make any kind of promise? What was kind of your baseline of knowledge about what the contract meant and what your future here was going to be?
Obviously there's no promises. There's no promises in this business. You know, obviously it wasn't a long-term deal. It was a 2-year deal. I was well aware of that. We've talked about that. You know, my goal was to play well for the next 2 years and create that stability that I've talked about, you know, pretty much my whole career. You know, Philadelphia is the place I wanted to be. I wanted to play well for the next 2 years, create that stability, and then sign a longer-term deal, you know, and stay here for the rest of my career.
What changed your mind about coming back?
What do you mean?
I mean, you know, why did you reconsider and come back?
Like in free agency or not?
After staying away for a couple of weeks from the voluntary program.
I think it's one of those things that, you know, after time and after thought, I realized that this is still the best place for me to be. You know, there's a lot of guys in that locker room that, you know, I really care about, and I know they care about me. You know, I think some of the conversations that I had with some of those guys the 2 weeks that I was away, you know, it just made me realize, you know, how much I miss being around them, how much I miss being on the field with those guys, you know, and knowing that they have my back and knowing how much support they had for me. Made me realize that, you know, this is still the right place for me to be.
Is there any part of that, though, Sam, that you tried to get a trade and the trade market dried up and that's why you came back?
Partly so. Obviously, you know, my agent felt like at the time of the trade, you know, trying to get somewhere to create that stability place where, you know, I could be entrenched, long term or with the goal of being there long term. You know, he thought that was the best option. And then, you know, after those 2 weeks, we realized that this is the best place for me to be.
So here's Condon also said he doesn't believe it's a fair competition going forward in the future with them drafting a quarterback with the second overall pick. Do you view it that way going forward here with this organization in your future here?
I think it's one of those things. My approach now is week to week, and it's always been like that. You know, the competition is what it is. You know, I think if I continue to play at a high level each week on the field, you know, if we continue, to win games, if we are winning games, you know, I think that I will be the starting quarterback and I will be out there. You know, with that being said, you know, I'm not completely naive. I mean, I think you realize that, you know, if the organization made a move to get up to 2, at some point, it's probably not going to be my team. But, you know, until it's not, you know, I'm going to continue to lead these guys the way I did last year, and I'm going to do my job to the best of my ability.
Sam, what do you say to the fans who were obviously and shown to be on social media and elsewhere frustrated with your decision to walk away for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I get it. I mean, they have every right to be frustrated. You know, I think the only thing that I can do going forward is to continue to get better, you know, to go out there on Sunday, starting in September, play good football, win football games, you know, and hopefully win them back. I don't think there's anything I can say. You know, I think it's all about my actions and what I do going forward.
Sam, I know you try to stay away from social media and those sort of things, but do you realize just how much the fans in mass have kind of turned against you in the last 2 weeks?
I haven't read it firsthand, but I think other people have made it pretty clear that it's not pretty out there right now.
Sam, do you regret for requesting a trade or having a trade be requested?
What's up?
Do you regret there being a trade request?
Tom Condon's been my agent for my entire career. You know, he's a guy that I really trust. You know, at the time when we were going through this process, he felt like that was the best option for me, and, you know, given that I trust him and know that he has my best interest at heart, I'm always going to follow his advice.
So to clarify, is him that requested the trade?
Yes. I mean, obviously, we talked about it, but, you know, he's the one, you know, who's really, you know, kind of my go-to in that situation. He felt it would be best, you know, and that's who I lean on.
Sam, if you wanted to be here for the long term, as you said, why would you, as a player, fight for that, regardless of who they bring in?
You know, I think I am. You know, obviously, I think if I continue to go out there and play well.
You requested a trade.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, kind of going back to what I said earlier, you know, I think, you know, you can fight for that, but at the same time, I think you have to realize what the situation is. And, you know, I think the aggressive move that was made, you know, to go out to try to get to number two, you know, I think there's deeper meaning behind that.
You look over your shoulder with that? You look over your shoulder? I mean, Doug said you're the quarterback.
Right.
You're his starting quarterback. Do you look over your shoulder?
Not at all. You know, I don't think I can. You know, I think the minute you start looking over your shoulder, the minute you start worrying about things that are out of your control, the minute your play starts to decline. You know, like I said, going forward, I'm here to work. I'm here to get better. You know, my job is to put our team in the best situation to win, and that's what I'm going to do, you know, when the fall gets here.
Sam, but when you say at some point this is not going to be my team, and I realize that, aren't you, in fact, looking over your shoulder and realizing that in the future it's going to be Carson Wentz's team? How do you reconcile that emotionally? How do you approach that?
You know, I think until that day comes, you know, if it does come, you know, you take the field every day, you continue to work, you continue to get better. You know, I'm going to continue to lead those guys, be the leader of this football team. And if it happens, you know, at the end of the year, if it happens in 2 years, if it happens whenever, you know, it's something you deal with.
Is competition short-term or long-term something that bothers you?
No. I told you guys from the beginning, I think every year you step in to training camp, to OTAs, you know, it's always a competition. You're always trying to prove your worth. You're trying to prove your value. You know, whether they say it's an open competition or not, it's always a competition in my mind. And my goal is to step on that field and be the best player that I know I can be.
I also expressed concern over how your teammates viewed you coming today, that they wouldn't see you as the leader with Carson Wentz waiting in the wings. Are you concerned about that? Is that a valid concern?
I don't believe so. Of all the conversations I've had with the guys in the locker room, you know, I don't think that that's the case. You know, I've got some great relationships with those guys in there. I think those guys are behind me 100%. And as a quarterback, that's all you can ask for.
Have you ever been Carson Wentz at all? And if so, I mean, what has that been like as far as you? Like, are you mentoring him at all? Like, do you plan to? How's that going?
Yeah. You know, we've been together the past couple of days. You know, obviously, you know, I understand what it's like to be in his position. You know, when I came in as a rookie, I had A.J. Feely in St. Louis with me, and he was great. I mean, he taught me a lot. He really kind of took me under his wing. You know, he had been in the system with Pat for several years. You know, he really knew the West Coast, and, you know, he was really, really great about it. You know, taught me a lot. And, you know, I'm not going to try to hide anything. I'm going to try to help Carson. You know, if he has questions, I'm going to give him, you know, the best answers that I can. You know, I love seeing quarterbacks succeed in this league. You know, and if I can do something to help him become a better player, I'm going
to
do it.
Is that difficult for you at all, though, to help someone who eventually you think is going to be your replacement, help them come up and maybe help them replace him?
Not at all. You know, I think, you know, if I wasn't willing to do that, you know, I think that's just not having a great respect for the game. You know, I think that's how this is. I think it's the job of older players in this league to try to help the younger guys out. You know, I was very fortunate, you know, when I was younger to have someone who did that for me, and I think it's only right, you know, that I fill that role now.
You signed the contract when you did before Denver's quarterback situation was sorted out, before the Eagles made the trade. Is that something you regret?
No, not at all. You know,
your reaction had been different to their to the teams either drafting a quarterback at 13 or at 8, which is to say, is it the investment that they made getting Carson that took them back?
You know, it's really hard to say because it didn't happen like that, and so I'm not really sure what my reaction would have been to that.
Sam, Doug Peterson said several times here that you're his guy. you're the number one quarterback, you will start the open up door with a certain quarterback. Brandon conveyed that more importantly to you very recently as number one.
You know, it means a lot, you know, knowing that, you know, even after the past couple of weeks that I can step back in this building and continue to be the leader, you know, continue to be the starting quarterback. You know, with that being said, though, I don't think that changes my mentality at all. You know, obviously, going through a new system, trying to learn it, you know, I still feel like I have to go out there and prove that I'm worthy of being the starting quarterback when Cleveland comes around. Yeah, you know, that's something that, you know, we touched on briefly when we talked the other day. But I think just knowing that Coach Peterson has my back as well, and knowing that he's a resource for me, someone that, you know, I can go up there into his office and talk about things like that with him, knowing that he has experience, knowing that he can give me firsthand advice. I'm not sure there's really anyone else that could do that for me.
Can you just take us through kind of how it went, so that they delivered the news to you? Did you just immediately kind of pack up and leave? What did you say out the door, and what were your you know, marching orders to that guy?
No, I mean, because I think I was told on Wednesday, and, you know, we were in the middle of our veteran mini camp, and so, you know, I was told Wednesday, came back, participated in the practice on Thursday, and then I believe Friday is when Tom called me and felt like, you know, we needed to take some action.
Based on your resume over the six-year career, is there a miscalculation on how much interest there would be in you when you made the trade request?
Not really sure how to answer that.
Tom called you, though, on Friday to say we need to take action, so this was his idea?
Yeah.
Sam, why didn't you just, I mean, obviously, you say you like it here, why didn't you just tell Tom, hey, listen, I'm going to Philadelphia Eagle and report, why didn't you just tell him? You're the boss.
Right. You know, I think it kind of goes back to what I said earlier. You know, there's a reason I have an agent. Obviously, he's been through this before. You know, if I didn't need an agent, I wouldn't have one, and I wouldn't listen to him. But, you know, he's someone I really trust. I feel like he's seen these things before, and I'm always going to follow his advice.
One more ask. Any regrets of the stand that you took at this point?
No.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
Sam. Yep.
Thanks,
Sam. All right.